Hello, you beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people. I will put down that pen because I will sit there and click it. How's it going? Episode 35 out on the 13th of the 7th, 2021. Again, where is this year going? It seems to be slowly, well, not even slowly, quickly going away from us. It's going to be bloody Christmas soon. But let's not go onto that subject. I don't mind the darker nights coming in though, actually, because I quite enjoy staring at the stars. I think it's absolutely amazing. And it definitely brings it into perspective that you are just this tiny, insignificant dot on a rock that is floating through space. It So many miles per hour. Well, let's go and check that out, huh? So, roughly 1,000 miles per hour. Yeah. Now that's how fast the Earth is moving. So 30 kilometers per second. So 30 kilometers per second, we are moving on this big rock that we call home, that's floating through space. And yeah, I think looking at the stars definitely gives you that sense of that you are so insignificant. My dad's got a really cool telescope, actually. He's got he's got quite a nice telescope, actually. He's got a camera as well now that we got him for his Christmas. So I think he can start taking photos. I didn't yawn. Yeah, he can start taking photos of like nebulas and all that kind of stuff. So I wonder if he's managed to learn how to use it so that this year we can start getting some photos of nebulas and planets and. But yeah, it is. It's just absolutely fascinating. And I think when you look at a telescope, now my dad's telescope, it focuses on to something and then it'll move, like it moves with the object so that you don't need to keep on resetting it. But I find that bit absolutely fascinating when you look through the viewfinder and the stars move because we're moving. And yeah, just seeing that in real time blows my mind. Whenever my dad gets out his telescope, actually, it total blows my mind. Completely and utterly blows my mind. We, just before we came into the new Aquarius, when Saturn and Jupiter were pretty close to each other, or they crossed, we had the telescope out then, and yeah, you could see like Saturn underneath Jupiter, and then you could see like three of the moons. God's sake, it was coming. I'm sorry, people. But yeah, you could see three of the moons. We went out and had quite a look. We went out and had quite a lot of looks. That's better. Quite a lot of looks at Jupiter and Saturn, actually. When I was staying out there last year. Yeah, just absolutely fascinating. It's fascinating that you can see Saturn's rings through the telescope. It's absolutely mental, and it blows my mind as well that let's have a look. How far is Saturn from Earth? So it's 1.3439 billion kilometers away from Earth, and It blows my mind that that is 1.3439 billion kilometers away from Earth, and you can see the rings in this telescope. I mean, it is absolutely incredible. We were trying to get a different lens onto it as well, but the problem with the different lens is that it was it didn't actually work because where we stay in Scotland, there's always that wind going around, and especially when it starts coming into autumn and winter, we've constantly got a wind, and it's normally quite heavy. So when you were looking at the when you were looking through the viewfinder, then it the telescope was moving slightly, so you couldn't get into focus basically. So we needed to use the smaller lenses, but even using the smaller lenses was absolutely stunning. Like being able to see the rings of Saturn is, yeah, just mind blowing, basically. Total mind blowing. And it's crazy that you could do that from your house, basically. Like, really, really amazing. And we've had a look at Jupiter with the better lenses on, and you could actually see like the color coming through of Jupiter. It was mental. You could see down at the bottom like that orangey kind of like that orangey the orangey yellowy kind of color that they've got down at the bottom, and you could see the spot. It's just absolutely incredible. So yeah, so I quite like the lighter nights coming in. Not for the weather or anything like that, and I don't really like autumn, but being able to go out and see the stars, it's just absolutely fascinating. And I think this year, definitely, I'm gonna be trying to get out and see the Northern Lights again because they're out every year. But of course, with work being up at 4:30 in the morning, it's not the type of thing that you could go out at 2 o'clock in the morning and check the Northern Lights and then come back and then go to work. Well, I mean, maybe I should have. You only live once, don't you? So maybe I should be going out and doing these things, but I'm definitely going to be doing it this year. Like, I definitely want to get out. I've got an app on my phone. I will let you know what it's called as well. That's even if I've still got it downloaded. Let's have a look in the search bar. Oh my God. Didn't I? It, yeah, was it not Aurora that it was called? Yes. Yeah, so Aurora, that is the app that I have, and they give you. They let you know if you've got a percentage of chance of seeing it, and it's normally quite good actually. You get notifications from it as well, and it tells you that yeah, kind of like the Northern Lights are going to be happening. If it's clear in your area, then the Northern Lights will be happening in the next hour or something like that. So, but I've actually saw the Northern Lights up in Shetland when I was up there with work, and we downloaded that app. I think I've already spoken about it, but yeah, we downloaded the app and we checked, and there was one day, one night where it was you could get to see it, and so we went out and done night shift and got to see the Northern Lights. It was absolutely incredible. But back in the day when we saw it, the phones weren't that great at taking photos of that kind of stuff. Like I've noticed now with my iPhone that you can take photos of the stars and it completely does it for you. Like you don't need to set any like aperture and all that kind of stuff, and you don't need to do like a long exposure. So the iPhone just completely does it for you. I think you gotta keep your hand still, but I mean it's not like your camera where you'd need to have a tripod and you'd need to have the FP settings and the aperture and all that kind of stuff, because you just wouldn't be able to take photos. But I mean, coming from a proper camera, it's gonna look 10 times better because you've got the tripod, you've got your settings all set up and stuff. So but yeah, we managed to see them. We got some grainy ass photos, so But we still got to see them, which was absolutely fascinating. So I definitely think that I am going to be trying to get out later on this year and see the Northern Lights. That's it as well. I mean, I've got my tent. If it gets really cold and everything like that, then I can set up the tent and watch the Northern Lights over by the plough. Because, yeah, they're right next to the plough, basically. I think that's where they come up. Or that's where you'll see them around that kind of area. If you know where the plough is, then you might see the Northern Lights out that way. But yeah, they're absolutely stunning. And I mean, being able to see them down here would be absolutely fascinating, I think. And I mean, I see it like every year after I get the notifications on that app, and then like you see people's photos that they've went out and they've managed to get photos of it, and it, yeah, it's absolutely stunning, incredible. So I definitely want to do that. So, but I'm just hoping that we get a summer before the dark nights start coming in, because our summer has been pretty poor this year. Pretty poor indeed. I think we probably had a better June. Yeah, we definitely had it, or maybe even May. May was probably even better than the two of them. I mean, I was out working out by the Cairngorms and everything, and it was what? What was it like, 23, 24? I think it even got up to about 26 degrees when I was out there, and then the schools have all broken up, and it's just been foggy and horrible the rest of the time here. It's been a joke. God's sake, I've got like a tickly throat. Sorry about that. But yeah. So hopefully the weather turns a bit better, because it's been an absolute nightmare. Think I'm gonna need to get some water. Microphone. Sorry about that. Hopefully, I can only apologize. Hopefully, you didn't hear me down in that as well. I got some feedback from some people, so that's why I took the microphone off and moved it away, because there's nothing more horrible than hearing someone drink down a microphone. I used to hear it on the Rogan podcast, and when he was drinking as well, it was absolutely minging. So sorry about that, people. My throat feels a lot better, so hopefully that is totally it now. My uncle is absolutely killing me at the moment. God knows what I've done to it. Like, as you heard on yesterday's podcast, I have my little boy around since Wednesday, so I haven't been able to run, because he's been staying here in the morning, so kind of like I haven't been able to run. And then he was going home on Sunday, and then on the Saturday night when we were having dinner, I tried to get off my seat. I tried to move my seat back, and then I think I pulled something. It's like right at the back of my Achilles heel, basically, and I've pulled something there. And then the next day it was pretty sore, because kind of like I was like, yeah, Sunday will come. I'll be able to go out for a run, because something stressful happens and all that kind of stuff, like that is my go-to thing now. I go out running, so I find it quite difficult not running now. I think that quite a lot of things get on top of me, and then when I go out running, I can blow off all that steam, I can think and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, so the Sunday came and I was like, right, well, I'm not gonna run on it because it's still pretty sore. And then yeah, like last night it got really, really bad. It was really, really sore. And then, or, yeah, wait, sorry, I'm recording this podcast on the Monday and not the Tuesday, so you're listening to this thinking that I'm saying, but yeah, so on the Sunday night, it started getting really, really sore, really, really bad. And then trying to get to sleep on Sunday night was an absolute nightmare as well. I think I woke up like every couple of hours, because every time I tried to turn in my sleep, I was waking myself up, because like it was agony basically. And then yeah, I woke up today, Monday, and yeah, I could barely walk on it. I could barely put any pressure on it, so I had to take some naproxen and had a bath, and that seems to have helped a little bit. But yeah, it's just an absolute nightmare, because there's been quite a lot of things that have happened recently that I would have controlled the situation better by just going out for a run. So I've had to figure out new ways of not getting triggered and controlling my emotions and all that kind of stuff, which has been really difficult. I think I've done not too bad though. But yeah, I can. There's sometimes where I can feel myself getting mad. And it's because I can't go out for a run. And of course, now, because I haven't been running for since Wednesday, then it could be a week before I get back running. And going, trying to run after having a week off and everything like that is so difficult. That first run is an absolute nightmare. It is such a mental battle of your mind just being like, oh no, we can't do this, we need to stop. And then you push in your mind basically. But I've still been having the cold showers, but I put my cold shower, I'd had it at the hot setting, but it was cold. So it was cold when you got in, but then you could get used to it. It wasn't like taking your, well, I mean, it took your breath away when you first went into it, but then you could get used to it a lot quicker. So I whopped it down to the coldest setting possible, and oh my God, it took my breath away. Unbelievably took my breath away. You couldn't even catch your breath. I think I got brain freeze when it hit my head as well, when I was trying to wash my hair in it, and then turned around so the water's on my back and it's hitting my livers and like my liver and everything, and that is absolutely freezing because your liver is close to your skin. And so that's absolutely horrible. And then normally when I'm in the cold shower, after you've been in it, then you normally just start getting used to it. But yeah, turning it back around to get my front bit within the water, it was like getting back in the shower again. It was like so bad. It felt amazing after it though, like really, really good after it. But oh my God, it's just the fear was big in that one. I stood outside the shower and kind of listened to the water running for about 5 minutes, just being like, oh my God, this is gonna be cold. And then it was like, right, that's it. Just stop letting the fear get to me. And then I just jumped into it and got it done. Very much keeps you in the here and now though. If you suffer from anxiety or anything like that, I can tell you that doing the cold showers is probably the best thing for you, because it total brings you into the here and now, because you ain't thinking about anything that's going to be going wrong or anything that's happening in your life when you're in those cold showers, because all that you're thinking about is, oh my God, this water is freezing. I know a few people who do a few people who do the ice cold baths as well. I know some guy, he's on my TikTok. I used to work with him at DHL. He's got an ice bath, what is it, a whiskey keg in the back of his garden that he does the cold dunking in there. And he said, he was doing it over the winter time and everything like that. It was absolutely mental. The ice was freezing and all that kind of stuff, and yeah, it looked mental, but he was still out there doing still 12 minutes in there. But the benefits from it are meant to be absolutely massive, really, really big benefits from it. And now instead of well, apart from having the baths, I have my baths hot because I do it for the running when it soaks my muscles and all that kind of stuff. But when I have a shower, it's always a cold shower. I think it gets you kind of used to going out and doing wild swimming and all that kind of stuff as well, because that's something else that I wouldn't mind giving a go. Going and jumping in the lakes and all that kind of stuff. I'm thinking, well, I'm not thinking, well, I'm 100% Hopefully by the end of the week my foot will be completely better and I can get out solo camping, but that's exactly what I'll be doing with the solo camping. I will be getting into that cold water, hopefully get some footage and film while I'm doing my camping. Hopefully the weather is gonna be all right as well. Like I need to start thinking about that, because that really, well, I don't know, I'd probably still go camping if it was foggy as anything, but you're not gonna get to see much of a scenery when I'm out camping. Like, yes, this is Scotland. This is the fog that you can't see anything. Over there should be some water, and down there is a cliff and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, hopefully the weather clears up and we can get up, or I can get up, we, I can get up with you guys. I'll do one of my podcasts from my tent, and then I'll do the YouTube channel. I'll probably be doing my TikToks from there as well, because I'll need something to keep my mind off of it while I'm crapping myself, while I'm by myself. But I'm looking forward to it. It should be good. And then I think what I'll do as well is I'll get some walks in as well while I'm there. Go and explore, go and check it out, because that'll be interesting. That'll be a good laugh. But I'm thinking about going up to possibly like Cullen and Cullen Beach. It's quite nice up that way. Maybe even might even have a look around Grant and Spey actually, because I mean it's not too far away from where I need to go and pick up my boy on Sunday. Or at least I would be up that way. Again, I need to start having a quick research actually, and see where I can go. Start having a look around Google Maps, see if there's any locks around that place. I think I did go and have a look to see if there was any locks, but it didn't look like you could camp. It just looked like there was just the pathway, and then there wasn't any bays off to the side where you could camp. But I'll need to have a look, a proper look. But yeah, hopefully my ankle is a bit better so that I can get away doing that, because that's the last thing that I want. That if my ankle is still not 100%, then I don't think I'll be able to do it. I've got an automatic car, which is better because it's my clutch foot basically, so I don't need to use the clutch foot. But when you get up there and you're doing walking, if I go over on it like I could do because it's weak and everything, then yeah, I could really hurt myself, and that would be an absolute nightmare trying to get someone up to come and help me while you're far, far away. But we will see. I will keep you guys posted on that front, the weekend front. We can find out what's happening. And then Thursday is Judgment Day. Thursday is where we get to find out. So hopefully that might be in a Friday's podcast. You'll need to keep tuned in to see if I've lost my job, if I've been made redundant. That should be funny. See how much of my redundancy pay I'll get. They better give me wads for what they've put me through. But yeah, that'll be a story for on Friday. That'll be quite a pretty funny story on Friday, if it all happens. Just hope I haven't blagged myself back into my job, basically. I don't think I have. Going by the circumstances, if I was going to be back working, then I'd be back working now. It just looks like they're keeping me away until I get paid off, basically. Which I'm not too complaining about. Like I've been sitting at home waiting to go back to work for a couple of weeks now, so like I really can't complain that much. It's just gonna be crap when I'm not getting paid for it anymore. Like I'm sitting here in my house, not getting paid for it. And yeah. So hopefully the podcast and the TikToks and all that kind of stuff are all gonna go. And then also I will need to talk about Arwen as well. I wanted to have a look at that again, actually, that affiliations market. Because it is very, very interesting. That is definitely one. So yeah, I win. You need to get onto there and have a look at it. My EAEM podcast is on there. And it's got loads of people that you can do. Like cast, fronted, the good mood co, plant-based gut, brain and sleep supplements for work, party and study, recover energy, restore focus and boost performance, naturally made in the UK and shipped worldwide. They sound quite good, like, do they? Might even need to go and see what they're saying. We'll join them. I'm gonna have a look at this one when I'm not talking on my podcast. But yeah, go and check this website out. Go and get yourself signed up. If you're thinking about trying to get advertisements and stuff like that, then I can't recommend this enough. It's got loads of advertisers. You can do loads of things. You can promote loads of people. If you've got a platform that you can go on and you can promote these type of people, then yeah. Go and give it a go, because it's absolutely amazing. But yes, so that was ourwin.com. Go and sign up for that. They're very good if you're wanting to do that kind of stuff. Your platform, get yourself put out there, and start talking about things that you can start making money off of, which is always good. A nice little side hustle for you, where you could be earning some extra pocket money, and of course we all need extra pocket money for this thing that we call life. It's quite funny, isn't it? How everything on this world we can you could quite easily grow, and you could do that for free, but and we can make huts and stuff like that we could live in, but no, we are paying to be here. The billionaires again, they paying tax. But also, I saw another quite a good TikTok actually, and they were saying that kind of like, I like the billionaires as well. The billionaires aren't paying tax, but look at the bloody churches as well. Those bloody pedophile ring centers where they're touching choir boys and all that kind of stuff, and they're not paying any tax either, because it's seen as like, it's what is it? Like, I the religion. But then you've got the Pope who's like, got gold stuff and everything like that. Like, it's an absolute disgrace. Total disgrace. The world severely needs shaking up. But that's it. Watching TikTok and everything, that you do notice the movement starting to happen. There is a very big movement happening around the world, and it's quite nice as well, because you're starting to see quite a lot more British people who are coming into this spiritual awakening. I think that from the coronavirus has been absolutely perfect. The fact that we've had loads of people at home, like, evaluating their lives and actually seeing what makes sense to them, and I think quite a lot of people have woken up and been like, well, why am I going to the office? Why am I wasting my life doing this thing that I hate doing? Why would I do that? And I think that the offices are now starting to have quite a lot of problem, are they? Where people are being like, well, I'm not coming back to the office. I don't feel safe, or I don't want to actually come back to the office. Like, I can stay at home, and I haven't got that pressure. I don't need to do the commute. Loads of people must be saving so much amount of money just working from home as well. And I guess that it's a hell of a lot more, well, it's a hell of a less stress as well, because you're not having to do the commute, you're not having to sit next to Jeff, who you fucking hate. And listen to like work pish and all that kind of stuff. You know, like you can be at home if you're wanting a break, you can go and do a break. Like I'd say as well, you mean you can even take your laptop or whatever down to the beach, and you can sit down at the beach and do your work down at the beach. So yeah, I think that's probably one good thing that's came from the coronavirus, the fact that this has definitely woke people up to being like, well, hold on a second, there's definitely more to life than the 9 to 5 grind that we've all been made to believe is how we're meant to be living our lives. Well, I mean, I wasn't even 9 to 5, but yeah, I'm still working for the man, and yeah. And that's it, most jobs you get treated like a piece of crap. Or the kind of jobs where I've been doing, you get treated like a piece of crap. You're just a number, basically, and they would pay you off or anything like that. If I think that does my nut in as well, the fact that they try to act like they're so health and safety conscious, you know, like offshore and all that kind of stuff. But then you're hearing guys who are actually working there, and it's like it's totally not like that. Like if I bring up health and safety and all that kind of stuff, then I'm not working there anymore. And it's an absolute disgrace that we let these companies just walk all over us like this. Yeah, it makes me mad. So hopefully I don't need to go through that. Hopefully I can start making some money from the affiliations in my podcast and my TikTok and YouTube and what other stuff I'm gonna do, my little side projects that I've got that I'm not gonna give you guys. I'm sorry. But they're my side projects. But yeah, so hopefully I can just start making money that way and have more time for myself to do the things that I want to do rather than working all the time in a job that I hate. And that's it. I felt so much like less negativity in my life not going into work. It's mental. It's mental how that thing that we all go to. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there's people out there who love their job. Like they absolutely love it, and that's great because they followed their dreams and stuff. Like I mean, I wish that I stuck in at school, that I was actually doing something that I love. But then also thinking about it, it's like, yeah, but then I would still be working for the man. I would still be doing the grind. I would still be getting all my money. Like, well, not most all my money, but yeah, like I would still need to pay taxes and all that kind of stuff when there's billionaires out there who aren't paying taxes. And I've also seen that Richard Branson got his rocket up into space, and I saw a TikTok about it, and he was saying that kind of like, oh, this is great for humankind, you know, like we'll all get it, we'll be able to do this. This is absolutely amazing. Like we might get up into like other planets, and we can all live like as one and all that kind of stuff. And the guy came back and he was like, yeah, but we can't even do that on Earth. Like look at all the fighting and the poverty and all that kind of stuff that's happening around the Earth, and we can't even control that. So why does Branson think that if we go on other planets that we're all gonna live in harmony and all that kind of stuff? Because we don't even live in harmony here. It's like billionaires could sort out like world hunger. They could sort out fucking like. Everybody could have a place to stay, you know, like there would be no homelessness, but it's just greed up at the top level of this sheer and utter greed. I mean, why do you need that much money? And then if you've got that much money, then why the hell are you not paying taxes? And we just turn a blind eye to these people not paying taxes. Whereas if I stopped paying my taxes, then I would be like, oh, you absolute disgrace. And I would probably get put in jail for tax evasion. So I don't understand how the people, the billionaires up at the top, well, I do. It's because they control everything, is it, basically? Like the Rockefellers controlling the media over in the States and like controlling, yeah, like. They control the government, basically, do they? But again, these are just my opinions and my thoughts. So, in my opinion, I believe that the billionaires control the world and that the governments are just the puppets basically on the string. But yeah, the top shots, basically, they're the ones who are controlling it. I don't think we ever want to go into a one world kind of like government or anything like that either, because it would just be an absolute nightmare. What about the? I've also been seeing a lot of those TikToks about the FBI files that are non-classified now, and they've been put up online, and you can go and read them and stuff. And some of the people's TikToks about that looks absolutely fascinating. That might be something that I'll need to have a look at and see, because yeah, I think that there would be some good content there, reading out some of those things. And then we can all see how bad the FBI and all that kind of stuff is. I think some guy was reading about they were talking about the Twin Towers. Now, in my opinion, I think the Americans done it. I think that the Americans not faked, like they blew up the Twin Towers, and so that they could go to war, so that they could steal the oil money, basically. And then we, like us Brits, we got dragged, well, not dragged into it. Tony Blair sent us right into it, and yeah, it was an absolute disgrace, basically. But that's what I believe, and there's quite a lot of evidence to support that fact as well. The fact that on September the 10th, all the money got taken out of the bottom of the Twin Towers. So, like, what a coincidence that was, and the fact that when you watch though that footage, that there was it just looks like a controlled explosion. If you've ever seen a controlled demolition, then that's exactly what the Twin Towers look like. It looked like that controlled explosion of coming down like a controlled explosion. So, but they so the guy was talking about that on TikTok, like saying that kind of like that. People are saying, "Oh, but why would the American government do that and stuff?" And then they went and found the classified files, and it was when they were fighting with Cuba or Colombia or something like that. And there's all the files there that, like, they were gonna start, they were gonna shoot down planes, like they were gonna, what was it? They were gonna hijack a plane and crash it into somewhere and kill civilians to make it look like the Cubans or the Colombians had done it, so that they could go into war with them and everything. And it's all there in these classified documents, and you're looking at it and you're thinking, yeah, well, if the Americans could do that to their own people just so that they can go into a war, then what else have they been doing? Just like the assassination of JFK that happened from behind him, but he goes back and to the left, which is, yeah, insane. Insane. The Americans are proper insane. Properly insane. But yeah, so yeah, maybe I will go and have a read of that. I need to do a rewrite of something that work sent me that was all wrong, and now I need to go and do their job and check that over and write back what was actually said. So I need to go and do that. That should be fun. I well can't be bothered doing that. And then I also need to, and then maybe I can have a read up of that FBI thing. Get some stuff that I can talk to you guys about, because I think that's really, really interesting. A lot of these, it's like conspiracy theories, is it? But is it really, like, the conspiracy theories are now starting to become out that they're actually true. Or some of them are true, and yeah. But I wrote down as well. I've got down in my notebook that I books that have changed that I read that put me on my path, or kind of like that were really, really good. I've got a few that I've read recently, And then I've got some other ones that you should go and check out as well because they're really interesting. Probably not more to, like, they're not really on your spiritual journey, but they were really good books as well that I think that you should go and check out. So the first one that I've got is David Goggins' Can't Hurt Me. Now, David Goggins is mental. If you've never seen him or anything like that, go and search him up on YouTube or Instagram. I think he's got a TikTok. He is really, really good. He doesn't take shit basically. Like he done the BUDS course. He was a Navy SEAL, so over in America it's the BUDS course. I think you only get like 3 times to complete it. And I think he had completed, like, tried to complete it twice, but then something always happened to him, like he got ill or he got something like that or he broke legs and then he couldn't do it. And then on his third time, he fractured his legs and he was like, I still need to complete it. So he was like duct taping up his legs with duct tape and like putting his socks over the top of it and then still running and carrying the boats and all that kind of stuff. Like his book was absolutely fascinating. And I read it on, well, I didn't read it, I listened to it on Audible. And then at the end of every chapter, he had the guy who was reading it and then David Goggins himself, and they spoke about the chapter, and he gave you all like tasks that you could do and everything. Like I would highly, highly, highly recommend that book. If you want to also go and listen to a bit of his life story, he's been on like the Joe Rogan podcast. Just type in Joe Rogan and David Goggins, and you can watch that on YouTube. Which was like his book was absolutely fascinating, like absolutely fascinating. Been through such a hard life, really, 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 really a hard life. But then he shows you how he turned it around. Like he was up at near like 250, 260 pounds or something like that. Like drinking milkshakes all the time, and now when you look at him, he's just an athlete, and he just runs. He runs everywhere, and like he just goes out running. He's got some pretty amazing quotes as well, and he's pretty funny. Like definitely one of my idols, definitely one of the people who made me push myself to limits that I didn't think that I had. And I go by one of his sayings as well when I'm running, and it's, you don't stop when you're tired, you stop when you're done, because your mind says that you're tired and you've still got 40% of your energy left. Because our minds like living in comfort, so they don't want us to push through that barrier. So you just need to keep on pushing yourself, basically. And yeah, his book was really, really amazing, really amazing. Right now I'm listening to Sadhguru Inner Engineering. I can't recommend that enough as well. Sadhguru is amazing. Again, go and have a look at him up on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. I think he's there. I don't know whether he's on Instagram, but he probably will be because he seems to have the social media base. But yeah, his words of wisdom are absolutely amazing. And to spell his name, it's Sadhguru. So absolutely amazing. Kind of like go and have a listen. If you want to listen or buy his book, I would highly recommend that. Like I'm halfway through it, but it's been absolutely amazing. He's very much the, it's very much kind of like the spiritual kind of path. Like you need to not let people piss you off, like that, your inner happiness and all that kind of stuff. I would really highly recommend it. The Wim Hof Method, I've read that. I've got halfway through that, he's got an app that you can do training on and stuff like that. That really helped me with the running side of it. But he does a lot of the cold water exposure. I think he's broke Guinness World Records and all that kind of stuff through his breathing. He's been up Mount Everest just wearing shorts and no t-shirt, and he managed to get up there. And then he was like, yeah, I can get 12 other people up the top of Mount Everest, like in shorts, and they've done it. And it's all to do with like this breathing pattern. But yeah, that was absolutely fascinating. That really helped me with my running, the type of breathing patterns and stuff like that. And then that got me into the cold showers and the cold water treatment. I've got like seminars, Out of Your Mind by Alan Watts. Now he does an absolutely amazing quote that I'm gonna need to go and find. Sorry about this. Right, okay, so he says, what do you desire? What makes you itch? What sort of situation would you like? Let's suppose I do this often in vocational guidance of students. They come to me and say, well, we're getting out of college and we have the faintest idea what we want to do. So I ask the question, what would you like to do if money were no object? How would you really enjoy spending your life? Well, it's so amazing as a result of our kind of educational system. Crowds of students say, well, we like to be painters, we like to be poets, we like to be writers, but everybody knows you can't earn any money that way. Or another person says, well, I'd like to live an out of doors life and ride horses. I said, you want to teach in a riding school. Let's go through with it. What do you want to do? When we finally get down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that and forget the money. Because if you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is to go on doing things that you don't like doing, which is stupid. It's better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is, you can eventually turn it. You could eventually become a master of it. It's the only way to become a master of something, to be really with it, and then you'll be able to get a good fee for whatever it is. So don't worry too much that everybody is, somebody is, what everybody is. Somebody is interested in everything. Anything you can be interested in, you will find others will. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like in order to go on spending things you don't like doing things you don't like. And to teach our children to follow in the same track. See, what we are doing is we are bringing up children and educating to live the same sort of lives we are living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children to bring up their children to do the same thing. So it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there, and so therefore. God's sake, something just happened. So therefore, it's so important to consider this question: what do I desire? Now that bit, is better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And I think a lot of us, I've heard myself talking to my kids. Being like, oh yeah, you need to get a good job and you need to go and work for the man for the rest of your life, and like you might get a couple of holidays if you've got a good job and everything like that. And I went back to my kids and said to them, look, like I don't care what you go and do, like as long as you are happy, that is the main thing. Just go and do the things that you want to do. Money isn't the be all and end all, but at the end of the day, you do need money to survive in this capitalist world that we've got going on, where you need to, where they've got us hook, line, and sinker, basically, that we're out there doing these mundane jobs that are just kind of like just taking our energy, and we've got no way of fighting it. So that's why I feel like I'm gonna go and do what I want for a while. So yeah, Out of Your Mind by Alan Watts. It's seminars, and he's got like a whole load of seminars in it, and they're absolutely amazing. Another book that I read was Life Under Fire by Jason Fox, and he's in the SAS Who Dares Wins. Now he went through the PTSD like once he came back, and his book was really good actually. I really enjoyed it. Now other books I've read that I'd highly recommend is Chaos by Tom O'Neill about the Marilyn the Charles Manson murders. That was fascinating. I would highly, highly, highly recommend that book. Go and have a listen to it. Go and read it because it is mind blowing. Brings again into like that whole question about the CIA. And in my opinion, I think that they used Charles Manson to get rid of the hippie movement, so that people wouldn't want to associate themselves with the hippie movement because of what Charles Manson did. But go and have a read of it. It is absolutely amazing. I also read DMT, The Spiritual Molecule. Oh, damn it, I forgot to write his name. Just a second, let's go and have a look. DMT, The Spiritual Molecule was by a Dr. Rick Strassman, and there's actually a documentary about it out as well. I didn't know that. I might go and watch that as well. But there's a documentary, there's 1 hour and 15 minutes long. I've just typed it into Google and I found this. So, DMT, The Spiritual Molecule, that book was fascinating as well. That book was absolutely fascinating as well. A doctor was doing tests about the DMT, and we've got DMT that releases into our brain when you die. Basically, you get like a shot of DMT into you, and I think when you're born as well, there's a shot of DMT that gets brought into you when you're born. But yeah, again, go and have a read of that. That was really, really fascinating, and yeah, I would highly recommend that. Magicians of the Gods by Graham Hancock. Now, that was fascinating. That's talking about old civilizations that well, he thinks. Well, there's more people who think it, but he's written books about it, and they think that there was like higher civilization of beings basically that have been here before us type thing. And he talks about the God, what's the comic called? There we go, comet that hit Earth. Right, so let's just have a quick look. The Younger Dryas Comet. And they think that this massive comet struck like 12,000 years ago and wiped out it wiped out like what was it? I think it was over North America, I'm going to put you onto a podcast about this as well, because the Joe Rogan Experience, you can go and watch this episode on YouTube as well. It's episode 725 with Graham Hancock and Randall Carson, and they speak a lot about this. Like, I don't like they think that a comet hit and then it froze, it melted all the ice caps. And they think that it can like that's why you've got like Noah's Ark, because there's so many religions that have got the same kind of story, like a big great flood, and they're what else is it? Kind of like they think that that's where Atlantis is, and also just off of Egypt as well. There's like you can go down into the water and you can see like statues and all that kind of stuff, and they think that that's because the sea levels rose when all the ice caps melted because of this comet, and Yeah, it absolutely fascinating. Go and have a go and read the book. Go and have a look at quite a lot of Graham Hancock stuff. But they've also found Göbekli Tepe in Turkey, and like the soil down there predates out back to like mil you know like well before they think that they were hunter gatherers type things, you know, like the whole hunter gatherer thing. And then all of a sudden there's like this megalithic building that's got like they knew, what was it? In one of the pillars, it's got what we would see in like 2012 in our night sky in 2012, and it's predicted on this thing, on this big massive thing that they've carved in and stuff like that. It's absolutely fascinating. So it's like we've been lied to our whole entire life about our history of our planet. That, and I think it's more to do with ego, you know, like people have written books and all that kind of stuff, and now that there's new information coming back. But supposedly he's been ridiculed by a lot of the Egypt people, like the Egypt kind of like biographers and all that kind of stuff, because they just think that he's completely and utterly wrong. But they think the Sphinx is dated back even further than what they think it is now, because there's water erosion on it, and they think that it's from this Young and Dryas comet with the Great Flood and all that kind of stuff. Like, absolutely fascinating. Go and watch the podcast, go and have a look at his books, because it is really, really fascinating to just hear about it basically. And then I saw that there's a guy on TikTok as well who does this, and he was saying that that this is where we've got up to, like in civilization, that this is how far it goes back. But then it was like this is when the first human skull got found, and it shows you like a chart, and it's like right back at the end. And then he shows all the natural disasters that have happened in the world, and it's like, are we just not, you know, like are we thinking that we are so highly civilized and everything like that, that this hasn't happened before, but it's just been wiped out by like natural disasters and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's weird. In my opinion, I think that that could be right. In my opinion as well, I think that our governments probably know this as well, and they don't want us to know, because they want to keep on feeding off of us, that we go into these mundane jobs and all that kind of stuff. I've also been seeing quite a lot on TikTok as well that there's been the BBC. That there's guys outside the BBC just now in Manchester, and supposedly they're wanting to lower the age of sex to 14 or something like that in Britain. And they're also wanting to be teaching like kids as young as 4 years old on how to pleasure themselves and stuff like that. And these guys are down there. And the first video that I saw actually was the police coming in about it, and they were trying to cut this banner, and they were like, "What are you doing? Like, we know the law." And I think one of the coppers was like 13 years service and everything, and they were like, "Well, what are you doing? Like, you can't come down here and just do that. You came down here threatening us with scissors, trying to cut down our banners, but you can't do that." And what else was it? I think the BBC has released, what is it, like 95% of what happened with the Jimmy Savile case and everything like that. But then there's another 5% that they're not releasing, and supposedly the 5% is like the names of the people who are still working at the BBC who've helped. And it's like, how come Prince Andrew hasn't also kind of like had to answer for his nonsense as well? And when you do, like, I used to watch quite a lot of clips of that, you know, like the pedo hunters who would do it, you know, like they would go on to chat rooms and talk to, like, pretend that they were kids, and then they would get guys texting them, and then they would meet them, and then they would take them to the prison and stuff like that. And then you would hear that, like, the justice system for pedophiles is an absolute joke. Like, I mean, these people are touching kids, they've got indecent images of kids and everything like that, and And then they're getting let off, you know, like some community service that they do. Like it's a disgrace the way that it gets looked at. I think it's absolutely horrible. So good on those guys down there, kind of like doing what they're doing, standing outside of BBC Manchester. I think they were even on the news because they were doing a news broadcast from there. And I think it was about the Jimmy Savile thing, and they had all the megaphones and everything, and they were calling them out and all that kind of stuff. And you're like, yes, well done. Thank God that someone's still looking after our kids, you know, like, because the government aren't. Government doesn't actually completely care about you. I mean, it's pretty funny as well how the whole COVID restrictions are getting lifted just before, what is it, like 2 days before they all go away on holiday. Like, oh, what a coincidence, eh? Like, the government wouldn't want COVID restrictions ruin their holidays, would they? And then how much do you bet that when they come back, well, we're all going to be locked down? I mean, it's exactly the same as the scenes in Wembley and England and all that kind of stuff from the World Cup. But yeah, thank God they didn't win. But it is, it's an absolute disgrace that we're meant to be in this whole big pandemic and everything like that. But then Wembley was absolutely packed. But school kids can't have their leavers due, or their, you know, like they can't say goodbye to their like, yeah. I mean, as I've said on this podcast before, there's something fishy going on when Matt Hancock, the health secretary, isn't following his own rules in a life or death pandemic. That anybody could catch it and anybody could die, and he's not even listening to his own rules. Something very fishy. But remember, people, this is just my opinion. This is nobody else's opinion. It is just my opinion. But yeah, there's definitely something fishy. It's the same as the vaccine as well. The vaccine that if you've got the vaccine, but you can still catch COVID. And you can still spread it. So, like, I don't understand why we're all lining up in the streets to be taking it. I watched another TikTok actually, and it was a guy who got phoned up by the NHS, and they were asking him questions, and are you going to be taking your job? And he was like, no. And then they were like, all right, okay, well, I'll need to take some more details from you. And they were trying to get more details from him, and he was like, I'm not giving you my details. Starting to become like Nazi Germany, people. Nazi Germany. So go out and take this job that doesn't stop you from getting COVID. And yeah. But again, that's just my opinion. Just my opinion. This whole matter. Yeah. But yeah, I think I've rambled on for about an hour. Which is not too bad because I didn't really have anything written down. Just the book things. So I've managed to ramble on for over an hour, which is great. So, people, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Thank you very much again for tuning in. Much love as always, and I will speak to you soon. Ciao.